Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. The job application, NEBCOinc.com.
Sign up today. Can I add one little funny story?
Please.
The other day when I gave out Duke's phone number. and that was for to get into his garage code to go watch
your friend Duke?
Duke, yes. To go watch the game. So people started texting Duke, but several of them just texted him, "Hey, Duke, happy birthday." We never even talked about his birthday. It's not his birthday.
His birthday?
No, it was not his birthday. We never even talked about it.
We give out numbers for birthdays,
so some people just text him, "Happy birthday."
How many texts did Duke get?
A lot, like 100.
He said he's going to sue you guys.
For what?
Yeah, for what?
We're just trying to sue us for.
Yeah, we're trying to get people out there to watch the game.
Hey, Duke, what's grounds for your lawsuit?
Yeah, what's your grounds?
Let's dance.
Let's dance. You want to go? We have a Polite Connect in Mossman. Go ahead.
Yeah, bring it.
Bring it.
And Marty.
And Marty. That's right, Marty.
Marty will come up from Tallahassee.
Yeah, we'll bring Marty up. Try that one, Duke. Go ahead and sue us. Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
I'd like to know how many people that Duke responded to, because you said Shin Daddy always responds to every text he gets.
Responds to every single text, yes.
Shin Daddy does?
He has responses
to every
text.
I wonder if Duke is the same way or not.
I hope he does.
Yeah, be kind,
Duke's
Duke.
Threatening legal action.
Wow, his phone number.
That's where you come at. The show will not be on the air today.
What happened, Duke?
Duke took
him down.
Duke took him down.
Shut it down.
Now we're doing some
He would relent. He would relent. He doesn't want the show to go off the air. We're not scared of you, Duke.
Yeah. Bring it.
Bring it, too. Come on.
Okay, what do you got from Brian Kelly?
Okay, from Brian Kelly, I thought it was really interesting.
Brian Kelly, LSU head
football. I listened
to
him yesterday also on an interview. I was listening to a lot of SEC interviews yesterday. And he talked about how when the coaches are in a room, they have this plan, agreement, and all the stuff. Then they meet with the ADs. The ADs have we have a way different plan than that. Because they're talking about certain things.
And the
ADs are like going, "That's great. Love to support you. We need revenue. We need revenue. So we need better games. We need more games. We need some." The only way you're going to get revenue is by better games, mm-hmm. more games. You don't get revenue by playing just another game. It has to be a really good. But my point is that they're not even 100% on the same page with what do we need?
Because that's college football.
Because if you're the athletic director or you're the administration, you have to be able to fund a whole university, your whole athletic department. How do we do that when we just took $20.5 million out of our own budget? Mm-hmm. people keep remembering that. The 20.5 didn't get handed to you to spend. It's out of your own budget.
And a lot of people, frankly, don't have it.
They don't have it. They don't have the money.
Jake, some you
people,
understand that?
Yes.
A lot of people won't spend that money. So they're like, well, we'd love to spend, you know, $15 million on our football team. Then that means we have only we have to cut like 8 teams. We no longer have
or
these
staff.
Other teams.
Or that's what we want to.
Yeah, if across staff. The board, it's like there's what do we do? So we need revenue. And after a while, when you just keep talking to boosters for revenue, that's a lot. So it's okay. So how do you produce it? You produce it in TV contracts. That's how the revenue, the big money gets produced is in TV contracts. That's why the Big Ten gets those big checks every year distributed to them.
And then there's other streams.
There's
right.
other, but that's your
not
big
nearly,
one.
Yeah, that's the Mississippi.
But the point was that for directly from Brian Kelly was like, this is how the coaches saw it. Then we got together with the ADs and that didn't all, it wasn't like, yeah, 100% we are in complete alignment. They're like, no, because the coaches, they're worried about what? Their team, their roster, all mm-hmm. the things they're planning like that. They're not worried about like, okay, what's our revenue stream? We're trying to get this
done. You wouldn't think they would worry about that.
But it's always out there, but the ADs have a different
one. You know who can worry about it yeah. now? The general managers.
GMs, yeah.
Because now teams have GMs.
And that's why, like I said, that's why I keep saying the complications are so high.
Oh.
They're so high. And Brian Kelly did come out, and he's the one that did say, he goes, we want the Big Ten. We want a crossover series with the Big Ten. We want to be able to play. That's the crossover series that we're looking to play. And so then, okay.
Kelly
does,
wants
does
that.
The Big yeah. Ten want that? I mean, the Big Ten say yes to that.
Well,
yeah, they want it. Does the Big Ten
well,
want
okay,
it?
Who's they?
Yeah.
That's what Bill's saying. Yeah. Who's that? Who's yeah. they? Yeah. Is it do the coaches want it? Do the ADs want it? Do the presidents want it? Do the whoever?
If I'm the Big Ten, I'm saying, yeah, we'll do that as soon as you guys go to 9. Because
yeah.
if I'm in the Big Ten and we have 9 games scheduled already, and then now
and then we got to play an SEC team
an
too.
An SEC team too.
Yeah.
You know, now they're
you
not
see the problem.
Yeah, that is a problem.
So you're not. It's not all the same.
No.
And then
what would you say if you're a Big Ten AD?
Yeah. We'll consider it once you guys go to 9 conference games.
That's
where the conversation
and
starts.
And Brian Kelly talked incredibly detailed on like all losses aren't the same. Our losses aren't the same as your losses. Because in conference, it's so much harder. That's what he was saying. And Lane Kiffin was saying the same thing. It's like, if we play 9, we're just going to eat ourselves up right. more. And so right now they have we are so far superior as a conference to everyone else in football. And that's
which is debatable.
Which is debatable. Obviously, it's debatable. But
the Big Ten's.
They're right there. But that's the reasoning for it. So to have all these quality games, I mean, you're going to play the Big Ten. Like I said, if I'm the Big Ten, I'm like going, really?
Okay, here's my question to you. Would Brian Kelly be singing this tune of we want to play crossover games against the Big Ten if the SEC were playing 9 conference games?
No, they want to play 8 and then 1 crossover.
Right, so.
And then the Big Ten can't agree to that. And for the Big Ten decides to go backwards, I think that's a huge – I love what the Big Ten does.
In fact, I got a question for you. Why would Brian Kelly even think the Big Ten would do that? I mean, it's mildly offensive to me. Why do you think? Okay, so you're asking the Big Ten to enter into this schedule alliance when they're already playing 9 conference mm-hmm. games and you're playing 8?
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. same-game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well,
who do you think you are?
Yeah.
It's sort of offensive to me.
Like, why do you think, why would you do that? Why would you expect them to do that? Why would you even ask them to do that when you wouldn't do it yourself?
Yeah. It's a very interesting take. Yeah. The interesting take was also that he said it out loud that they're not in alignment when they all got together, coaches. And the big thing was that the commissioners were all on the 4-4 automatic qualifiers.
AQs. Wait a second. What?
They were all for that. The word was that was what was going to go down. There was going to be the Big Ten and the SEC were going to get four automatic qualifiers.
So it would be 4-4, 2-2, 1-3.
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah.
That's it.
So now they asked Brian Kelly that question too. What do the SEC coaches want? He said, "Oh, unanimously, we want
5-11.
5-11.
We want five
AQs, one for each champion, one for the group of five, and then because they feel that with that, if it's just four, they feel four is all they're going to get. They feel with the 11 at large that they're going to get more. They might get five or six.
So hold on, people's heads are spinning. Yep. Five is the five." Conference champions.
Four conference champions in the one group of five. Okay. So that could be the AAC, the American. It could be the Mountain West.
Highest ranked one.
Like so last year was four, Boise.
Yeah. Boise State last year.
So it's the four highest ranked conference championships champions plus the group of five. And then 11 at large.
11 at large.
And I think that's what Lane wants. Or Lane just wants to – now what I like is what Lane said. Just top 16 teams. Yeah. Top 16. That's – what's wrong with that?
But they agreed. Brian Kelly, I think he used the word unanimously that they want that he said, well, what do the coaches want? And right away, Brian Kelly's like, oh, easy, 5-11.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like, well, we got some thinking, 5-11. Anything from the text line, Jake?
Yeah, texter says, I have unnamed texter, says, the Big Ten owns college football right now. Ohio State and Michigan have gone back-to-back. Paul Feinbaum even said that himself. Brian Kelly is a hot take diva. Shut up, Brian.
With that, though, Brian Kelly said that they own us right now. He said that. He goes, that's why we want to play him.
Yeah, because Brian, come on.
But he did say.
You play nine,
just
then.
Just so you guys know, that Brian Kelly did not say that. They said, no, the Big Ten owns us right now.
The Big Ten cannot agree to this unless, the SEC goes to nine. It'd be foolish for the conference.
Yeah, and it's
foolish.
Yeah.
If they go to nine, sure, let's talk. Let's make it happen, right. Brian. But until then, no.
Yeah, don't bring Buzz it up off. Either. Yeah, don't bring it up. Shuddy.
Brian, shut it. 90 conference games, then we'll talk.
But it was it my point gets all back.
Oh, I get you.
Gets
ADs all back, and coaches all on back, the same page.
All gets back to Bill Shrills. How confusing it is. How many things are out there. We just had this big conversation. We didn't even talk about NIL. Didn't talk about Portal. Didn't talk about everything else that doesn't have anything. And also, if they change the rules, it can be challenged. Every rule can be challenged because there's no bargaining between the two. And like I said, just imagine right now if they say, okay, we all made this much money, and now we don't have this much money to spend. So let's just say that a team spent $25 million. And then
on their roster,
then next year they get to spend 15.
Yes.
And that's
are going to get take pay cuts.
Oh, absolutely. Huge pay cuts. And it's like, well, and then it's going to have to be, or it's got to be original.
For no reason.
They have this new commission. It's going to monitor all this on what's legal and what's being done. And when you say that, it's like, hold it. Can you limit us? Because the Supreme Court said you can't do that to people. And so if they decide that there's lawsuits, people just going like, oh, I can't wait for this. Well,
There's a real world element to that, though, right? I mean, I've taken pay cuts. I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had grounds to sue.
Yeah.
You know?
But there was probably some sort of agreement on both sides.
Right.
There also was no cap on what you could earn.
Right.
If someone said, hey, we're going to pay SIP $500,000 to write for the Star.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. They could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there wasn't.
They could cut it any time, too.
Yeah, they could cut it any time to be able to do that.
So, anyway, no, it's a mess. And now here's the thing, though. When we talk about popularity, what are the TV ratings going to be this year? I think that you got to watch them really closely Yeah, they haven't dropped off, really.
No, it'll be good. The part that's going to, I think, is the hardest on the fans is just the all the one-offs. When someone just comes through for a year. Just think of the people that played
you
Nebraska for a year. Yeah, all of a sudden, because before you knew the roster so well.
It bothers people.
Inside and out. And so that was the one thing that was a staple here. It's like you knew about them. They signed, played a little bit as a
sophomore.
Yeah, the
whole rent-a-player thing's not very appealing.
And so you don't know them as well. And so right now, what's the biggest excitement every year? Who'd we get in the portal? Mm-hmm. That's the excitement.
It's kind of exciting.
It's
always a big hole every year.
Because it's now. It's something, yeah, we have this. We got this. And so it's just
it's free agency.
Yeah, and so it's just very, very bizarre.
Unlimited free
agency. And it can cause strain on a fan base. It can cause strain on a fan base.
Well, strain, and it can cause worse apathy. Yeah.
And then when you talk to every coach, when I listen to all those SEC coaches talk, they interviewed, I think I heard every one of them, for the most part, and everyone was just like, a lot going on. No one said, you know what, I think we finally got our arms wrapped. Everyone's like, no, we don't have our arms wrapped around.
Who's saying that? Yeah, nobody's saying that. Nobody in their right mind.
And nobody's saying this. Oh, yeah, because no one's like going, hey, once this – also, remember, this thing's supposed to go into July 1st. It's not even been approved yet, the House settlement.
Yeah.
That's not even been approved yet. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, why? What's the holdup?
I'm not even sure what that – I mean, no, that's true. Yeah. It has to get – they have to have a governing body for this new settlement. So they have to get that in place. Oh, it's a tremendous mess. Sankey. I'm lecturing you.
Once the lawsuits came out in the Supreme Court –
I'm lecturing
you. Listen?
Yeah.
Do you hear me, Greg?
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
You may not want to hear from the ACC or the Big 12, but you're going to hear from the stool.
We're chiming in, Sankey.
Get it together. I don't know, though. I don't know. Bill, do you think people are turned off? Do people get turned off when we're talking like this? I mean, sometimes I don't even want to talk about it.
It's a good conversation because everybody, right away, everybody always says like that. What about the NIL and what about the portal and what's so much else going on? That's just part of it. Everyone wants one portal. Well,
one
day.
Portal period.
One portal period.
Yeah.
Well,
not the spring one.
Brian Kelly said, he goes, well, that doesn't really affect us in the SEC as much. You know why? Because in the SEC, they cannot transfer within. But you could challenge that rule, too, if you're someone like that. You could challenge, say, why can we not challenge? They just all agreed to it. Every school said no one can transfer to you. So Alabama cannot go to Georgia in the second period in April. You can't do it. You can't go in.
I'm sure that will change at some point. Why it has to change.
If someone actually challenged it, you would get crushed by your own conference. But if someone just said, you know what? Why can I not go to Georgia? And they're going to be like,
that'll change.
And the judge would say, no, you can. You guys made your own rule. This isn't even our rule.
Right.
This is your own rule made up. You know, it's kind of like making your own speed limit up sign on a side street. Mm-hmm. It's a little busy. I'm gonna put a sign up 15 miles an hour. Nope, you don't get to do that.
Legal challenges. Yeah.
And so,
gives me a headache.
But Marty would come up to help us with the situation with Duke.
Martin Sipple?
Well, yeah.
Of course he would.
Just keep him on.
He's always on call.
The stool's in trouble in any way.
Harm's way. Duke. Right now, if Duke holds us to the legal.
Yeah.
Duke's trying to take us down.
So. Duke won't do that.
I hope
he
not.
Likes the stool.
He likes the stool.
I'm sure he has a lot of mixed emotions.
He texted Jake, he wanted to sue us.
He did. He says for mental anguish at this point.
Mental anguish.
He just texted her the same. It's for mental
can't
anguish.
Can't we just settle with you?
But the best is, hey, Duke, we'll happy birthday.
Can't we just have a settlement?
We'll settle
out
with
of
you,
court.
Out of court. Can we talk
Duke,
again?
We'll take you to Ruhlman's.
We'll get a facilitator.
That's a win. Yeah. What?
Looks like that new
mediator.
Yeah.
When we come back, mediation, it's time for Mozzarella Monday, Texas.
Oh, yes.
Your best of the weekend chance to win $25 at Valentino's. 402-464-5685. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market, whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment. Give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.